say, for example, a donation of a kidney. Now, that would be the consideration, would be exactly the same consideration. Is there a question of life involved? And what is the chance of saving this life by giving a part of the body? Now, again, theoretically speaking, everybody should save a life. The fact that it is not done by kidnapping a person in the street and taking a kidney from him is a matter of, let's say, general order in a way. But in a certain way, theoretically, a dead body should be preferable in this case, because the dead body cannot be hurt, and so there is no question about it. On the other hand, there is, as I said, the feeling part, which is not so much connected to the dead person, but rather to the family or the society, that they may find it offensive, and there they have a standing, not because they are legally connected or have any legal proprietary right, but rather because they are offended or they are hurt by this consideration, which is, it becomes a consideration. Let me just end with something that is, at least it was pertinent to the question, which is not connected basically with medicine, but the practice of it. And that was, there were people, and seemingly the same idea is not only found among Jews, but also of people of other religions, and that is, people are afraid of donating parts of the body, and they are doing it very reluctantly, alive or dead, because they are afraid that it would damage their chances of being resurrected after death. This argument, if it's an argument, has been used quite a number of times, basically with no source whatsoever. Whether or in any way, where the resurrection of the dead happens, it really doesn't make a difference for the good Lord whether the body was with two legs or wasn't. It's more than that, the chance is that for most of the bodies that have to be resurrected, nothing at all remained, which therefore means, in some ways, I would say that even trying to put a point of belief about that a missing part of the body or not an incomplete body means any kind of lessening the chance of resurrection, it would be very offensive to quite a number of the Jewish martyrs that were burnt, and so nothing remained of their body, and still we have to believe in the resurrection. They have surely the better chances of being resurrected, which again means that it is not connected with the dead body. But as I said, the relationship towards death is in so many ways so irrational that connecting it or tying it with any kind of religious considerations is sometimes done without real source, but because it is convenient to use it for one in one direction or the other. So basically, the basic point of law, of the Jewish law about the human body, is that the human body is not the owner's property. The owner has certain rights, and because it is his body, well, he has a certain duty to feed that body.